RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are already hundreds of flight cancellations. A lot of schools are closed or delayed as a nor'easter extends from the mid-Atlantic to New England, where the National Weather Service's Bob Orovic says the snow will really pile up.
Boston itself probably looks like it's going to get 8 to 12 inches, but inland across central to eastern Massachusetts, the snow totals could be over a foot.
New York City and vicinity are also in the bullseye, and around 1,000 flight cancellations logged so far today. In the midst of the storm, New York voters will be trudging to the polls, deciding on a replacement for deposed GOP Congressman George Santos.
The special House election pits Massey Pillip, a little-known Nassau County legislator who is running as a Republican, against Tom Suozzi, a Democrat and former three-term congressman. Pillip, who was born in Ethiopia and served in the Israel Defense Forces before coming to the United States, is still registered as a Democrat. The key swing seat, which opened up following Santos's expulsion, has become a top target for Democrats and could impact the House Republican slim majority. Edwin Mora, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson insists the House will not take up any foreign aid bill that's sent over by the Senate if the bill does not include border security provisions being sought by the Republicans. Also at SRNNews.com, at first they did not succeed, so they're trying again. House Republicans plan another vote on impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Latest edition of the Consumer Price Index due out this morning. Economists expect it to show that inflation fell below 3% year over year last month. On Wall Street, stock futures in the red so far this morning. The Dow futures are down 48 points. NASDAQ futures off 109 points. This is SRN News. Transgender forces are forming an alliance.
The Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund and the National Center for Transgender Equality plan to merge this summer. It's all part of an effort to defeat parental rights groups and Republican lawmakers who are trying to keep transgenderism out of the elementary schools. Transgender activists are promising a well-funded state-by-state campaign to make sure that the LGBT agenda is part of school curriculum from kindergarten on up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia lawmakers are considering a piece of legislation that would establish that a person's sex is determined at birth and that gender equity terms may not be substituted. It would also establish that certain single-sex environments, such as athletics, locker rooms, and bathrooms, are not discriminatory. The bill is pending in the GOP supermajority House of Delegates. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice strongly backed the bill at a gathering shortly before its introduction last month. This is SRN News. Ever feel overwhelmed by the vast variety of products crowding the supermarket shelves? Well, relief is on the way.
Plenty of retailers and suppliers are reducing the variety of their offerings to focus instead on what they think will sell best. Stu Leonard's, a supermarket chain, now has 24 cereal flavors or types, down from 49 in 2019. Coca-Cola has discontinued half its drink brands to 200. Many businesses justify their limited selection by asserting shoppers don't want so much choice. It's also more profitable for companies because they're not carrying over as many leftovers that need to be discounted. John Scott reporting.
Former President Trump going right to the top, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to extend the delay in his election interference trial and to ultimately find him immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election. More details, SRNNews.com.